Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Marion County has approximately 1,500 farms, and some farm service agency deadlines are fast approaching. Let's learn more about them and go in depth with Angie Voss, Executive Director of the Farm Service Agency for Marion County. Angie, we've got some deadlines coming up for farmers and landowners, don't we?
Yes, we do.
What are some of them? What are the programs?
May 31st, we have the deadline for producers to come in and obtain a 2010 grain loan. They can get a loan on their corn for $1.88 a bushel and their beans for $4.96. It's a nine-month loan. And don't have a lot of takers. They put their grain under loan, and then that gives them 9 months to market it effectively. We give them the loan rate, and then they come in and they pay us back when they sell the grain. It gives them a little bit of a marketing tool to play with prices, but yet gives them a little bit of money, you know, to operate on in the meantime.
Oh, okay. So that's an interesting program. So they've got money to operate, and if they think the market's low, they don't have to sell because they don't have operating expenses.
That's correct.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yep.
That's an interesting program, but not a lot of takers?
Not a lot of takers, partly because of the price of commodities right now. You know, the prices are fairly high. So we do have a lot of feeders that take, you know, corn feeders, animal feeders, that kind of thing, that take advantage of that, because then they can get the money in the fall. They can do it once they harvest the crop, clear up until May 31st. And then as they feed it, they just buy it back, that kind of thing. Gives them a little money up front to operate on, and then lets them buy it back at a certain, you know, so many bushels a time.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but so this is a farmer that might be running some cattle and using some of his or her own
to
grain.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's interesting. Okay.
Yep. It's actually a good program, and you'll find that in times of really low prices, we have a lot more loans. This year we probably had 30 or 40 is all. But it's a program that some people use every year.
And so 30 or 40 out of, say, 1,000 farms in the county?
1,500 maybe.
1,500.
Mm-hmm, roughly. Mm-hmm.
All right. But still an important program.
It is. Yeah, very much so.
More so for the smaller operations?
We see smaller ones up to larger ones.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, and so that deadline again is May 31st.
May 31st. June 1st, we have a deadline for DCP and ACRE. Those are our yearly programs that we have.
DCP.
Direct and Countercyclical Program. That is a program that provides a safety net for producers for low prices. ACRE is a revenue safety net program. Producers, we don't have a lot of interest in ACRE right now. There again, it's a price-based thing, so the prices are high enough that the ACRE payments won't kick in. We've got about, at this point, we're about 95% signed up based on the numbers that we had last year. Last year, we had about 1,400 and some farms sign up in the program, ACRE or DCP. And everybody that gets a share of the payment has to sign by June 1st. So we've got, I don't know, 100 and some farms left to do in the next week.
Now, explain to me what DCP means.
DCP, they
direct
countercyclical payment.
Can you put that in English?
Direct payment is producers get a payment, 28 cents a bushel for corn, 44 cents for soybeans. They get this payment for following their conservation plan with the soil office across the hall. Basically, that's what they get. Each farm has a base established to it, a corn base, bean base, and that's just like a history of what they've planted over a period of years. And then it's paid 83.3% of that times the yield, times the payment rate, and then times whatever share they have in it. They get that payment regardless. Then there's a second portion of that, the countercyclical kicks in. And what that is that's a safety net, a price-based thing. If the national price falls below the target price for the grain, then that will kick in. Hasn't kicked in for a good number of years because of the prices, because it has to be like below $1.32 for corn and, you know, really, really low rates.
That'd be terrible.
Yeah, it would be. So we're glad when it doesn't kick in, you know, because then the prices are very, very low.
But you better be enrolled just in case.
That's exactly right.
You never know what's going to happen.
That's exactly right. And there have been years that we have paid countercyclical payments.
Okay, so this is just a bottom sort of, this is how I'm thinking, sort of end of the world kind of payment, in the sense that hopefully we never get close to $1.30.
For countercyclical, right.
Yeah.
For countercyclical, that's a correct statement. I believe, and I'm not 100% sure on this, maybe in 04, or 05, we possibly paid a small one. And it's just the difference between that. It's not like, it's just the difference between what the price is and what the target price is. I mean, they make it 10 cents, they make it 50 cents. You know, it depends on where that price falls, what the payment actually is. For the direct payment side of it, producers can get 22% of that in advance, and that can be any month from when they sign up. We start paying those in December of the previous year up until August of this year, and then the final payments are paid in October, the additional 78%.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about some Farm Service Agency deadlines with Angie Voss, Executive Director of the Farm Service Agency for Marion County.
So this is set up to stabilize our farm economy.
It's basically just a safety net, correct?
Okay, and it's a safety net from year to year, and it's if crop prices go too low, and then
That's correct.
Also distributes resources, money throughout the year. Mm-hmm. So,
in 2009, for direct payments, I think we paid a little over $4 million in Marion County.
$4 million. Mm-hmm. That's huge.
It is. It really stimulates the economy, I think.
Well, that's like, I mean, it's just a huge, huge contribution.
Yes, it is. It is.
And then those farmers hopefully are shopping here, buying
exactly
their implements here, mm-hmm. and
yep.
seed and
absolutely
chemicals and
yep.
gifts and sundries downtown.
Exactly.
And so Marion County is among all of the counties of Iowa that get it, and then there's similar programs throughout the nation for different crops, right?
Exactly, right. The DCP program is for a lot of different crops. We have, you know, nap crops, we have tobacco, we have across the nation, yeah.
Cotton.
Yep, there's cotton, tobacco, there's all kinds of things that we don't see here locally in Iowa. We basically deal with corn, beans, small oats, small wheat. Those are our corn and beans are obviously our predominant crops that we pay on.
Are there farmers in Marion County that don't take advantage of these programs?
You know, there are. For the most part, most of them do, but we probably have a couple hundred farms every year that don't get signed up in the program. It's a personal decision for a number of reasons. The main requirement for it is that you follow a conservation plan and or system with the soil office across the hall from us. Now, that conservation plan or system can include a lot of different things, you know, waterways, terraces. It's basically just to make sure that you're farming the land properly from a soil conservation standpoint. Those plans, I don't believe, are hard to follow. Some producers just elect not to, and then they just forego the money. Most all of our programs have that stipulation with them. Our loan program, they have to be following that conservation plan or system. The DCP program, any of our disaster programs, our CRP program, all those programs, they have to follow that conservation plan or system.
That they establish with the
soil office across the hall. With yep.
Okay, and why wouldn't somebody want to follow good conservation practices?
Whether or not, I don't know the answer to that. Whether or not they don't like that, you know, there are some land that needs to be no-tilled. There is land that needs to have waterways put in. Maybe some people don't agree with that. They don't want to no-till. They don't think they get as good of yields no-tilling. I don't know the answer to that.
Well, it's still interesting.
Yep, it is. It is interesting.
Yeah.
And some people, honestly, just don't want to be involved with the government. And I don't say that as a bad thing necessarily, but some people just don't like to have the government be involved in there.
So they could conceivably be practicing great conservation
Absolutely.
Practices and just don't want the government's finger in.
And elect not to.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. And that's their own individual decision and choice.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about some Farm Service Agency deadlines with Angie Voss, Executive Director of the Farm Service Agency for Marion County.
Any other deadlines coming up?
June 30th, we have crop certification to be enrolled in the DCP program, the CRP program, those types of programs. It's a requirement that you certify your crop acres. What that means is you come in, we give you a map, we say what's in this field, corn, beans, when did you plant it, the dates, we load it in the computer and you sign it. You have to file a crop acreage report every year if you're involved in any of these programs. The crops have to be planted, so we have a very narrow window. In fact, today with the rain, brings a lot of producers in that want to do that. Once the crops are planted, they have from that time up until June 30 to come file those reports. It's important to establish the history on the farm for future programs. You never know what new farm bills will bring about and need, you know, that information for. It's also important, crop insurance. If you have crop insurance, they will require that you come into our office and file a crop report. Then they will use our acres to file their acreage reports. So
okay, so if I've got 500 acres and 300 acres in corn and 200 acres in beans, I need to come and just show you on the map where those are?
Yep, and we put them in the computer, have you sign a paper, and you're done.
And you get the payment.
And you get the payments.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if you've filled out all the forms and you've done all the other.
Yep, you've filled out all of our paperwork. You get the payments this fall. I mean, you know, whenever they're eligible for. I mean, whenever we make those payments, you'll get them.
What if I tell you I have 1,000 acres and I don't? People aren't going to do that.
People aren't going to do that typically. We used to have programs where they had to set aside so much land, like a certain percent of their base. We don't have that anymore. The DCP program is the main one that people go in, and it's got freedom with it as far as you can plant what you want to plant. As long as you're following that plan, and as long as NRCS, the soil office, tells you this field can be corn, beans, corn, beans, corn, beans, you can plant whatever you want on it, as long as you do that. And that's different than the programs the way they used to be. So our spot check procedure comes into play a little bit, but yet there's no penalties for over-certifying or under-certifying. People typically don't do that because their crop insurance uses our acres as well. So for their crop insurance claims, should they have any, they want those acres correct.
Okay.
So typically we don't have that issue.
Okay.
July 29th is the deadline for the 2009 SURE program, and that's the disaster program. I spoke a little bit about it on my radio program this week. It's a total farm revenue disaster program that people can come in and apply for. What we're doing right now is just taking people's names because they're quite lengthy to fill out the application. And then once these other deadlines are done, we'll go back to working on them and contact the producers. Producers have just been calling and just having us put their name on the list to have us work it up. We take crop insurance information from that, and then we figure their revenue if they've had a revenue loss overall. And it's not farm specific. It's every farm in every county, in every state that you farm is considered one. You have to have a total revenue loss to get a payment. In 2008, we saw large payments there because they use prices from insurance, like $5.40 for corn, and I think it was $13.36 for beans to base those payments on. This year, those guaranteed prices for crop insurance were a lot lower, so we're not seeing the big payments in 2009 that we did in 2008. But I still encourage people to check it out and see, because it might just be another supplemental payment that they could you know, get a hold of. So
cover all the bases.
Yep.
And you can't cover all the bases unless they're in regular communication with you and the Natural Resources Conservation Service.
Absolutely.
Office.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you're pretty busy on rainy days then.
We're very busy. We are very busy. Yep.
Anything else that you'd like to?
I think that pretty much covers all the deadlines. I just encourage people to, you know, if they're having questions, please call us. We're there to help. You know, call me, call my staff. We're there to help and get the word out and get this money out to people that need it.
Thanks to Angie Voss for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In-Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In-Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In-Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.